Finally, here are the directions for part 4. In this part, you will hear an interview. The interview will be followed by two questions, number 26 and number 27. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The interview and the questions will be given only once.
This is an interview with Sandra Wentworth, who works in the field of historic preservation.
Welcome, Sandra. Could you begin by telling listeners what historic preservationists do?
Sure. The job encompasses inspecting, restoring, and protecting sites or buildings recognized as culturally significant. And it sometimes involves collating and analyzing historical documentation to gauge whether some sites should be designated as historically or culturally significant in the first place. This kind of work is often required when some areas of towns or cities are earmarked for redevelopment. Preservationists are often employed by architectural firms, economic development agencies, city offices, or consulting firms.
I see. And how did you end up in this line of work?
I've always loved history, even as a kid. After majoring in medieval European history at college, I figured I'd become a lecturer or academic. But then I took a rail journey around Europe, and I was blown away by the architecture, both modern and classic. Granada in Spain had a particular impact on me, with its incredible ancient mosques, churches, palaces, and gardens. I became fascinated by how these places had been protected from the ravages of time and the onslaught of modernization. So I stayed in Europe, took out a loan and pursued a postgraduate course in architectural history and historic preservation. I guess I've never looked back.
That's fascinating. So what is your primary role now?
Despite my passion for preservation, I'm no craftsperson, so I don't restore buildings or sites myself. I specialize in research and documentation. To give you an example, I recently had to produce, in conjunction with my colleagues, some documentation for a 1930s Art Deco theatre for it to be registered as requiring protection. As well as the obvious benefits of preserving significant buildings as part of our shared cultural heritage, getting such recognition can sometimes have tax advantages for the owners, without which the buildings would be a huge financial burden.
So it's not only ancient buildings that preservationists work on.
No, I have worked on some Roman-era sites in the UK, but our work can span the gamut. My focus is on early to mid-20th century buildings, which are often seen by developers as ripe for redevelopment or demolition. The work has helped me realize that the protection of architecturally significant modern-era buildings is essential, as they are as much a part of our identity as ancient sites are. Hopefully, some of them will survive long enough to become ancient themselves one day.
What kind of obstacles or challenges have you faced at work?
On a macro level, the field of historic preservation faces significant issues, such as funding, but governments are in a difficult spot. They have to decide where to allocate their limited budgets, whether that's defence, welfare, health, and so on. Preserving buildings rarely tops that list. Luckily, that's not something I have to deal with, as I'm only involved in projects or assessment work that has been given the go-ahead. In my personal experience, most projects boil down to a trade-off between preservation and contemporary development goals, which was something I found hard to get accustomed to. A part of me wanted to see renovations faithfully reproduce the original architecture, but I now know that's not going to happen. In the case of the theatre, changes to the external facade are now tightly regulated. On the other hand, redevelopment of the interior is allowed, so it will be converted into a boutique hotel. This type of preservation keeps buildings economically viable, while also recognizing their historical significance, which I think is a practical compromise.
Sandra, thank you for talking with me today.
My pleasure.
Questions. Number 26. What does Sandra Wentworth say regarding her occupation? Number 27. What does Sandra say used to be a difficult aspect of her job?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退室するときは別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。